Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Hello and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. On today's show, we chat with Dr. Jay Note, the president and CEO of Keano College, about a concerning situation regarding cheating and plagiarism at the college, what's being done for the students impacted, and what policies are in place moving forward. Dr. Jay Note joining us here on the phone today on Fort McMurray Matters, the president and CEO of Keano College. Dr. Note, how's it going here today?
Things are well. Weather is great. Sun shining and here in Fort McMurray, so a very nice day. Thank you.
Awesome. Great to have you back on the show here today. I wish it was better circumstances, though. Maybe just tell us what happened to trigger a protest at the college now a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, you know, things have calmed down considerably since the initial incident that happened, a couple of weeks ago, as you had mentioned. But we did have a group of students that really started and approached our registrar's office, really demanding the college to address their individual academic concerns, but not individually, but as a group. And unfortunately, this is a practice that has not, it's not necessarily just a, it's new for Keano in terms of seeing actions like this, but it's not new in terms of what we have seen across the country in terms of behaviors of a certain type of groups of students. So essentially, they were going in and asking for certain concessions and so forth, which, you know, the registrar's office is not the area that would be able to address their concerns. So, you know, I had to interject and basically have a conversation with the group, first of all, to dissipate them from the registrar's office and have a conversation with them in a safer area, because it was, what they were doing was disrupting college operations, as well as, you know, our staff felt unsafe. So, of course, we do want to hear concerns from students. And we did attempt to guide and direct them to the appropriate way for us to hear their concerns, because we did want to hear the concerns. And we do acknowledge that they do have a right, you know, to peacefully protest, but of course, do it in a way that is not obstructing college business or making our staff feel unsafe. So on the Thursday when this happened, we were able to dissipate them to a certain extent, where they started doing a demonstration outside on Franklin Avenue. But because our staff felt unsafe, and they were only there for about 3 hours, I believe, on that afternoon. And then on the Friday, the following day, because there were some concerns of staff safety and so forth, we did lock our doors in the registrar's office. The students did come back and were being quite disruptive, to the point that despite our efforts to, again, reinforcing, you know, how we do want to hear their individual concerns, because there's confidentiality laws and legislation that we have to abide to. We can't speak about individual concerns in a group setting. And even after explaining that and explaining the venues that are available to them, following our policies and procedures that are available to all students, they refused to take our advice and recommendations, and to the point where, again, the disruption on campus was getting to the point where our staff were feeling unsafe and our operations were being compromised, and we had to call the authorities, and that was Friday afternoon. Now, once the authorities came, there were no arrests. They did dissipate again outside on Franklin and doing their demonstrations, but you know, we haven't seen any such action since. And I will tell you that since that Friday, some of the students have come forward and started having those individual conversations with the academic teams and try to find what solutions could be available to them given their specific situation.
I understand that, you know, this is, you know, around cheating and potential plagiarism. Is that correct?
Well, again, I want to be careful about this because, you know, I'm only sharing what I know anecdotally from what I've heard from the students. And really, it's unfair to fully say that was the cause. I am almost certain that when we are talking to the individual students, their individual concerns are unique to themselves. But there are some common themes that, yes, there are some that are worried about failing their course. They're worried about progressing in their program. And the fact that now the signs that you were seeing on the streets when they were protesting talked about no more failing grades and so forth. I will share with you that what you're seeing is very similar to the same kind of protests that were apparent in Ontario and some of the maritime provinces. So there was some mimicking going on to some extent. But yes, the fail grades was one piece of it. And I will share with you that, you know, the issue about the failed grades was the college is not in a position to compromise our academic integrity. Part of it was because of the fact that some of these students were cited for academic dishonesty, which includes cheating and plagiarism. Some of them were using AI-generated information. And others were making claims that they had paid, you know, international tuition, so we should be passing them through. Well, the college is not in a position to compromise our academic integrity. Our employers would not want us to compromise the academic integrity of our programs, nor would our alumni appreciate us accommodating on these scenarios, because quite frankly, for some of these students that I was aware of, you know, weren't even handing in assignments and weren't even attending classes. So they have a role to play in terms of their success. And again, we are not going to accommodate those situations. Having said that, for those individuals that did come and talk to our academic staff, there are mechanisms available to them where we can look at how they can continue to progress in their program without and do that within the rules that the college has established. So those conversations are happening, and students can progress. But again, we are not going to compromise our academic integrity.
We continue our conversation with Dr. Jay Note, the president and CEO of Keanu College, after the break.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. We continue our conversation on the phone with Dr. Jay Note, the president and CEO of Keanu College. What are Keanu's policies when it comes to things like plagiarism?
Well, you know, again, we do have the policies there, and it all is dependent on each situation, you know, depending on the severity of the plagiarism or the cheating that they did. So our policies do cover those things. They do give an opportunity for students to, even if they've been cited, you know, they are given an opportunity to learn from those mistakes and try to avoid repeating them. But of course, the sanctions get more severe as those actions get repeated. treated. Having said that, again, students have rights, and so if they don't agree with a particular sanction, there are appeal measures in the, available to them as well. So, you know, I say that more in a global, higher level perspective, because each situation is unique, and that's why we're insisting our students to meet with their academic leads based on their individual situation. It's not a situation where, even though they're protesting as a group, that the group's comments and areas of focus apply to all students equally. So again, that's our focus here, is that our goal is ensuring our students are learning from their mistakes, have the opportunity to speak about their individual situation, and see what kind of strategies we can put forward for them to, you know, for their academic success and progress accordingly.
I understand there's about 50 students, impacted by this. What options do these students have from here?
Well, again, the 50 was based on what we saw in that group, but I will tell you from the observations and the conversations I've had anecdotally, not all 50 students were really behind what the two or three more vocal people were bringing forward as issues. They weren't all the same. And again, this is why we're having these individual conversations, or at least allowing them that opportunity to have those individual conversations. So again, I think that 50 is a probably not an accurate number to reflect the full number of students that had issues. And this is related specifically, these students were specifically for our early childhood education class cohort in the winter, right? So it's not applying to all students from what I understand at this point in time.
You know, with those being mostly from one program or the same program, was there any concern that these students work together to either plagiarize or cheat?
Again, that's a tough question to answer, because I don't know the details from the anecdotal conversations I'm having. I will tell you, our teams are looking at all of those factors and seeing if there's some commonalities there. But from my understanding, what you're seeing here is just certain behaviors and behavior patterns that we've identified, and and we're trying to rectify through, you know, education and orientation and so forth. And at the end of the day, it comes up back to the students to accept the policies and the procedures of the college, because we're here to provide an education. We're not here just to give a diploma because someone has paid tuition. So there's expectations for students to do their own work. To meet the academic requirements of our respective programs, and to ensure that the graduates that we are sending out, once they graduate, meet the needs of our industry and our community and the employers that hire them. So we take our programs very seriously, and that's why we have the policies in place, and that's why we're holding hard at this point to make sure that students understand that, you know, academic integrity is a key part of our programs, and cheating and plagiarism and those forms of academic misconduct are not going to be condoned. Again, we are a college. We are a learning institution. We understand students will make mistakes in their lives. This is the environment where we want to let them know that, yes, it's safe to make mistakes, but they have to learn from the mistakes, right? So, as you know, if you make a mistake and you don't learn from the mistake, you're just going to repeat the action, and unfortunately, those actions get higher as the repeated offenses increase.
in my years of covering happenings and news from universities and colleges, very rarely do I see the Students Association and the school agree on a specific topic like this. Is that encouraging to see from your perspective, to see and hear that the Keanu College Students Association agrees with this stance?
Well, 100%. I mean, at the end of the day, we have a very good relationship with our student association and the executives at the student association. We meet with them on a regular basis, and they support us on this because the students themselves of the student association on the executive are students themselves. And they don't want to, then they equally want to make sure that the college doesn't compromise the academic integrity, because that weakens the credential that they themselves are in school trying to earn. I would be saying to you, our relationship with them is not surprising. Their position is not surprising because it aligns with what they would be expecting as well. Now, at the same time, the Student Association is also doing their job, and they are also listening to those students that have concerns, and rightfully so. So they should. We are in alignment in our respective positions, but if the student association does feel that there's an area of improvement for the college, or might want to relook at a specific situation, we have a good relationship where they can come and approach us and have that conversation, and then we will see what a viable solution would be. Because at the end of the day, we will reiterate our position on this is that we will provide solutions within the rules, and the Student Association is fully on board with that concept. And we are also in agreement in terms of our understanding of these students. I want to be clear, us and the Student Association understand the challenges and the pressures international students face, right? In their academic, social, and personal experiences while they're coming into a new country, a new community. They have high expectations and feel the pressure to perform well, and they have high expectations of themselves. Their families have high expectations of them. The financial stress we know can be a significant burden for them as well. And of course, they have a number of complex visa issues or rules that they have to comply with. So we understand all of that. And that's why, we are consistently trying to work with them on some solutions, but it has to be on an individual basis. And again, the Student Association supports, has been supporting our approach. So it's encouraging, but I'm not surprised given the strong relationship that we have with them.
We'll be back with more with Dr. Jay Note, the president and CEO of Keanu College, after the break here on Fort McMurray Matters.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
And we're back on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Dr. Jay Note once again joining us on the phone here on Fort McMurray Matters. ChatGPT was allegedly used for doing some of these assignments. Do you feel this is a bit of a sign of the times when it comes to plagiarism at the college level?
Unfortunately, this is not, again, a Keanu thing. This is something that's being discussed right across post-secondary sectors around the world. It's just not colleges, it's universities, it's even in the workplace. There's a number of challenges as it comes to ChatGPT. Having said that, there are strategies where that this is existing. Some faculty have been very innovative in terms of allowing students to use ChatGPT in their assignments, but recognizing, where is it effective? Where is it allowable? And where is it done in a way that it still reflects your own work? It's a tool. ChatGPT is a tool. Unfortunately, what we're seeing is some students are not using it as a tool. They're using it as a resource to do their work for them. And that's the wrong way to use ChatGPT. And that's what we try to instill in our students, is that use it as a tool and use it as a resource to support your work, not necessarily replace your work. So it's a work in progress, but this is an issue that is being dealt with right across the country.
Do you fear this could impact the college's attempt to become a polytechnic?
No. I think, in fact, what this does do is, demonstrate to government and our industry and our community that the college is focused on academic integrity, is focused on ensuring the programs that we offer align to the needs of our community, and that we are not here just to provide a piece of paper. That piece of paper that we provide has some depth to it. It has it's in alignment with what our industry needs, and we are going to provide graduates that our industry needs, not graduates by volume, but graduates by quality.
And the fact that piece of paper is earned as well, I imagine that's a point that you'd like to highlight as well.
100%. It's the are adults, and this message goes out to domestic students and international. These students just happen to be international students, but even domestic students, doesn't matter where you come from, what your background is, what your status is. At the end of the day, you come to Keano College, the expectation is you are going to work. You're going to work hard. There we have expectations for you to meet to graduate, and then. We're expecting you to follow our policies and procedures when it comes to academic misconduct and so forth. So, it's critical. It's critical for that. I keep reiterating this. I think that's an expectation our community would demand of Keano, our employers, our industries, and our alumni, and for that matter, our staff and faculty.
What would your message be to the students impacted by these allegations?
The message is the same, is please, I encourage you, talk to the academic areas that apply to you, talk to the right people, your dean, your chairs, talk about your individual situation, and let's come up with some solutions that work for you specifically, and let's progress on, learn from your mistakes, and basically just focus on what you need to do to graduate, earn that diploma, and get into the workforce and be a contributor to our community.
Dr. Jay Note, the president and CEO of Keano College. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
No, Ryan, I think that's it for now. I think you've covered a number of different areas, and we'll continue to monitor the situation, and we'll continue to work with these students. And this is they are Keano students, and our focus is their student success. So we will continue to make sure that they understand the avenues that are available to them and the support. Right? I mean, we have a number of supports. I mentioned to you that, we understand the stresses that they might be experiencing and the anxieties. We have student supports available for them to access. And so I encourage them to take advantage of that. And then we also have academic success centers. So if they are having issues on the academic side, they have their faculty, but they also have academic support services available to them. Plus, now this is a mission specifically for the international students, is that we do have, they have access to additional supports that our domestic students don't have, and that's our international department. And our international department is entirely focused on their success. So, and there are people from different cultures there as well to help support them. So I really encourage them to take advantage of the supports that are available to them. And these are supports that they don't have to pay for. They're all part of the tuition that they pay for. So they should take advantage of those supports.
Always a pleasure to have you on the show, Dr. Jay Note, President and CEO of Keanu College. Thank you so much for the time here today.
All right, and thank you again, and reach out anytime. Thanks.
That does it for our show here today. Big thanks to Dr. Jay Note, the president and CEO of Keanu College, for joining us on the show today. We have another full show for you tomorrow, chatting about a new play coming to Keanu Theater coming up this weekend and next, so stay tuned for that. I'm Ryan McNally. Hope you enjoyed the show today. Thanks for tuning in to Fort McMurray Matters. Have a great day.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this or any past episodes? Download the podcast at play1037.ca. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.